CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Commanders defensive coordinator Joe Witt speaking to the media now.
Just talk about last week's game just for a second, then we'll get going. Got some meetings I got to get to, so let's see if we can get this thing quickly. You know, it was good to get the win. I didn't necessarily start it the right way, but made some adjustments and got the guys playing better in the second half. Like I said, it's always good to get the win. It was good. It would have been better. And, I sort of sounded like a broken record a little bit. We didn't get it, you know, that 4th and 13. In the call that we wanted to get into, the ball should not be able to be thrown in the interior two. The ball should have to go outside. Quarterback made a hell of a throw. All right. Tight end made a nice catch. And so we got to make sure we play it better. But 11 wins, that's where we are. See if we can get 12 this week against Dallas. They came in here a couple weeks ago. That's our last loss, and they beat us. They played hard, and you know, they came in and did what they needed to do. So hopefully we go down and make sure we take care of our business and do what we need to do.
What kind of impact did you feel John Allen made? It looked like you guys were able to use more of those three D tackle alignments in the second half too.
In the second half, that's the first thing we did. We used the three tackles to shore up the run. We needed bigger bodies out there, and that's what we did. The D line, they played, up and down from the standpoint of our aiming points and hitting our blocks, and being aligned where exactly the defense tells us to be aligned. So I don't necessarily want to talk about, J.A. in particular, but as a group, that's what we got to make sure we do.
And you guys have received some contributions this year from guys like Jalen Holmes, Sheldon Day, Noah, and all that, guys maybe who weren't expected to be big-time players. What can you say about that group, and what does it add when you get guys coming like that who make contributions the way they have?
Yeah, we talked about from day one rolling with a deep crew, and as a coach, and I think back to my first time really coaching when I was coaching at the Citadel receivers, and I had a true freshman walk on that played. I don't care about who gets paid what and where you come from, as long as you're on the team and if you produce and you practice better than the other guy, you're going to go out there and play. All right, unless somebody comes and tells me, hey, this guy's going to play, and that rarely happens. And so Noah's played well, Sheldon, Jalen, those guys, Carl, when he had his opportunities, I thought he, really hit blocks, and the run production was lower when he was playing. I thought he played really well. And so, we roll with a deep crew, and that's the reason. And everybody that goes out there has a role, and they're owning their roles. Yeah.
Obviously, no Marshawn last week. So just curious, what did you think of the cornerback play without him and how those guys adjusted to that?
It was, I guess, about like the D-line. It was a little bit, inconsistent. We're going to work a rotation this week, and if we have Marshawn, that'll be great. If we don't, we'll have a couple guys that we'll give a look to and try to do some things coverage-wise. But like I said, until you stop the run, it's hard to do things outside from a coverage standpoint, and we got to do a better job of stopping the run, and that will help everybody else.
To that end, since you mentioned the run, how surprised are you that it has still been an ongoing issue this deep into the season?
I don't know about surprise, but I'm not happy about it. I'll tell you that. We need to get it fixed. Playoff football, you have to stop the run. You have to run the ball and stop the run.
I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name, but how do you think Noah has done just in moving in the slot and just his play overall?
Noah's played really solid all year. I mean, he's played physical. He's sticky in coverage. He has a couple fouls that he has to get out. He grabs sometimes when he doesn't need to. He's always been in good position. He had the interception taken away last Dallas game, and then he should have had another one, probably that game as well. But I think he's played really, really well inside, and he's given us the ability to keep Mikey outside as well because of the physicality and how he's played.
And I know Frankie and Bobby are true vets. But have you seen ways in which their time together is actually improve their play together on the field?
Well, I think they play as a unit. You know, those two guys play off each other. They can look at each other and understand what they want to do, especially with all the pick games and the different ways that we run them. I give them the freedom to, on some of our pressures, if they want to change who shows down and who's going to pick and who's, you know, I give them the freedom to change it up, and they do a nice job. And so they're not selfish because, you know, the guy that will be getting free for the sack, they switch that up. They're never selfish about who that person is going to be. So they work as a tandem.
What are your main focuses right now to improve against the run?
The main focus? Making sure that we're aligned exactly where we're supposed to. We're staying in front of blocks, okay? If we're getting swap runs, we understand if it's going to a 2x2 to a 3x1, we're in our gaps, okay? We're not allowing fast motion to get us out of our gaps. And then on the edges, if it's a crack replace, we're replacing. We're not staying back there deep. We're coming up with great eye control. So it is not that difficult. We just got to get it done, okay? We got to get it done. We got to play the run like we've been playing the pass.
What do you make of the Cowboys' offense? It looks a little bit different since the last time you guys played them.
In what regard?
Losing CD and a couple other plays.
And what do you mean? What I make of it?
I guess, you know, what do you see from them on tape? How have they adjusted to?
They put Terp in CD's role. Terp is, you know, he saw what he did on the kickoff return against us last time. He's fast. He's tough. He can run routes. I thought. He's a guy that, you know, when we were there in the past, that could be used more. You know, I like Terp a lot. And now they didn't have Brandon last time. They have Brandon. He's a guy that's very fast and, you know, can catch the ball right now, run screens, get vertical, can stretch the defense. So they have those guys on the perimeter that can do those. And then Rico's running the ball really, really hard. He's running hard, running violent. They have Tyler Smith back, who I think is one of the best guards in football. He's back. He didn't play against us last time, so they pull him a lot, and then they get able to get Rico behind him. So, you know, they're gonna come in and run Mike's offense and do what they do. It's not going to be. We don't know which quarterback we'll get, but we'll figure it out when we see him.
Hey, good afternoon, Coach.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
I know there's different schools of thought on this. Do you believe in momentum?
In what regard?
Winning the game heading into the playoffs.
Yes, I do.
How important is that to you?
You know, when I was fortunate enough to win a Super Bowl, we won our last two games, and then we went on and won. You know, I think it's important. I think you know, but at the same time, when you get into the next tournament, all right, you'll handle each game at a time, but you always want to go in with a win. Like, you just positive vibes comes with winning. You know what I'm saying? And so, I think it's important for us to do that.
Forced to do that, Joe Witt, Commander's defense coordinator. God, I love listening to that dude talk. Just the most no-nonsense dude there is. Listen, man, he's not happy.
when he's asked about the run, he's like, are you surprised? No.
I'm pissed. Sean Sharif joins us next.